Now, do you have something now to say, Dad? Okay. Can't you think of nothing?
I can't think of anything.
While you're standing up, you get a little speech.
I tell you what, Mary, you don't have something to say,
no,
don't you?
No, I haven't got anything to say. And if I commence to talk, my throat will go back on me, and I'll have to quit right in the middle of what I want to say.
Yeah.
You got it there, loud. Yeah, you got it.
Well, you got something to say, don't you?
Well, I don't know what to say more than I have said, really. Of course, you know, I come from the hills of Pennsylvania now. I can't say that I can breathe very well out in that section of the country. It always seems good when I can get back to Ohio where I can get my breath. I never learned to like the mountains very well. They seem to push in on me until I choke for a breath of fresh air, so it does me good to get back to Ohio. I think Papa has another poem to read.
Well, I did read it. It's the old Franklin Church when they had the goodbye service.
This is a farewell old church, and it was read when they had the old church at Franklin.
Moved.
When they moved the old church, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
When they moved into the new church at Franklin. Old church, to thee goodbye. The hands that reared thy sacred walls in moldering silence lie. Their footsteps answer not thy call. Or if perchance they live, with trembling step and palsied hand, with naught but love to give, they're pilgrims in a stranger's land. For 20 years and more, beside the city of the dead, in calm and tempest roar, in silence thou hast reared thy head. Where are the little feet that hurried blithely at thy call? Where are the hearts that beat, as beat the hearts in one and all? In every land and clime, by fate's decree they scattered are, changed by the hands of time, or worn by ceaseless grind of care. What sounds of sacred truth thy sturdy walls have echoed forth? The voice of joyous youth, the sage's word of matchless worth, the mourner's helpless sigh hath often filled the solemn place when friends were called to die, and last we saw their pallid face. What sacred memories rise, as here we linger for a while, and view familiar scenes, and fleeting shades we highly prize. Again, at last, farewell. The tears we shed are not for thee, but for the tales you tell, and sacred scenes of yore we see. That ends that poem.
D.L. Miller, one of the best written the church was there. And when I read that poem, I said, you missed your calling, you should have been a poet.